Everyone knows that putting money aside in savings is really important. But then what? Should you keep your savings locked in a CD for a higher rate or keep them liquid in a money market? Can your checking account help you save too? Or is it about creating the right combination? We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about the savings options that are right for you. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com. Member FDIC.
This moment.
Why the hell would you want to do that?
Podcasts are available now at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Plus, you can find the Todd and Tyler podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Nick's back tomorrow. That's some family stuff. He's in a Houston airport eating tater tots and Wendy's or something like that. Tyler Walsh
and
is loving
every minute of it.
Jason Regan will be here later this week. Cameron Longston tomorrow. We've been live this week after vacation last week. Got a gig you want to talk about there, Tyler?
Walsh?
Coming up?
Yeah. I'm with Nick Friday and Saturday.
Wherever Nick is.
I will tell and just, I will do our due duty to promote our shows in a minute when I can look at where they're at.
All right.
I know he posted a flyer this week.
It's only Tuesday. So. You don't need to know until Friday afternoon.
Yeah. I'm bad on leaning on Nick on that when he's here. Like, oh, yeah, Nick, tell him.
Yeah. So I'm reading this, I read a headline about Nick Cannon. It wasn't about him popping out more kids. It was about apparently it was anti-Semitic years ago. I didn't read the article.
But he changed his ways.
But we were talking about Kanye off the air. Kanye recently came out and said it. I originally read the headline about Jonah Hill thinking, oh, he sat down and they had a discussion about Jewish people. I really thought, because I'm thinking they're both in L.A. people. They're both out there. They probably met somewhere. And he said, listen, I like your music. This is my way I pictured it. And Jonah Hill said, he informed him about what being a Jew is like, blah, blah, blah. And Kanye saw the light. Not at all. Kanye saw 21 Jump Street and said, oh, Jews are cool now.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it. That's it.
An 11-year-old movie.
which, by the way, it's a great movie.
A pretty quality movie.
Yeah, they're great movie. Yeah. Even the second one.
Yeah, the second one's pretty good, too.
Yeah, but it's funny as hell, I think. But he just said, oh, that's a Jew in a movie. It's pretty funny, so I'm cool with the Jews. Kanye is just a...
I'm starting to think he's unstable.
Can you imagine Jonah Hill's buddies, you know, all those guys calling him, saying, did you see this? Oh, my God.
Well, and I just love to think that, you know, it was a Friday night for Kanye.
Right.
Nothing's going on because life, everything's getting taken away from him.
Just going through Netflix.
He's doing some streaming, hating Jews. And then all of a sudden, 21 Jump Street comes on and this music comes over him. And he's like, oh, my gosh, I've seen the light.
Doing some streaming and hating Jews. And I'm almost out of streaming. But he saw Jonah Hill, and like I said, it's a great movie. It's funny.
Somebody commented on that Instagram post and put, oh, God, don't let him watch Borat.
Oh, God, that's stupid.
Yeah, I'm starting to think he's unstable.
You know? A little bit, yeah. But he's a genius, whatever, yeah.
That's what we're told.
Yeah, whatever, yeah. Don't think so. There's an article in there about friendships. And this is for dudes or chicks?
I think this is for people in general.
Kind of, duh.
Yeah, when you think about it, it kind of makes sense. Good friends and good physical health may be more closely linked than previously thought. This is new research.
Okay, here's where I question this. I agree with that.
Define good friends, though.
I can tell you how they did the study. The study followed, it says, 4,000 people over the course of 3 weeks as they completed check-ins every 3 days on their smartphones or smartwatches regarding their positive and negative experiences with their closest social relationships. So they're talking about the people you count as the closest to you.
Got it.
And then they also assess their blood pressure, heart rate, stress, and coping, and having more positive experiences in their social relationships generally associated with better coping, lower stress, lower blood pressure, or spikes in blood pressure under stress.
This is after they hang out with their friends?
Yeah, after they'd had a positive, a good hang with their friends, all these physical indicators were better. Yeah.
So what's the other group? Where are the friendless guys? Where the people
loneliness is some one of the worst things that happen to people
who don't have these interactions. Right. Do they also study those people?
Well, they studied these same people when they had negative experiences with their social interactions, and they said that when they had negative experiences with their friends, it had a bigger negative effect on their health than it did a positive effect. And I can see that.
Well, yeah, because especially in this day and age, if some of your so-called friends are in a cult and it happens to come up in conversation, you go, oh, man.
Or just any sort of drama. Well, you know, if there's any sort of drama
just
happening.
Just everyday problems.
Exactly, right, yeah. No, I get that, but I also read an article that I thought was interesting. It was from an anti-drinker, basically, the article. And it said that if you're doing stuff to harm your body with your friends, they're not good friends, which means we've all done that. You get together and drink 70 beers. Now, you're having a great hang, but you ain't helping yourself.
No, you're not doing anything for your physical health.
I just spent 2 of the 5 days I was back east, I was with the guys, and we destroyed our – we can't hang all the time because you just drink too much. You know, you just party too much.
Yeah, but if you hung with them all the time, you would probably drink less. There would probably be more interactions that didn't involve drinking.
Yeah, there had to be. There'd have to be.
Well, it wouldn't be special anymore.
No.
You know, it'd be an everyday thing.
Right. But the article was about that. But that happens to a lot of people. But there are people that only see friends when they drink.
Right.
You know? And physically, mentally, you're having a great time. Your life, you feel better connecting. But if you're destroying your body by just boozing all the time with your friends, that's not physically
good. Yeah, you probably have to have a more wide range of activities than drinking.
Than just drinking.
Yeah. Just drinking. I don't know what that would be. I have guys that I fish with.
Yeah.
Guys that I play golf with.
Yeah.
But mostly I have guys that I ski with.
Yeah,
But I have guys that I drink with.
Right, exactly. Right.
But it sounds like you don't mix the stuff too terribly much.
I don't drink when I golf. I don't drink when I ski. I don't even drink when I fish.
Well. That's why Tyler wants to get to – he wants to fish with you.
Right. He wants to fish with someone buddies. Who's not a drunk.
Yeah. That can majorly – when I – way back when I started fishing
drunk?
15 years – no, high. Trying to do it high.
Okay.
I can never – wow. The pool always looked like it was moving. We would have a couple beers and a couple, and I'd be worthless.
Yeah, because
I'd be falling over, pulling – setting the pole every couple seconds, and they'd be like, you're not – it's not moving.
Man, I'm flipping around the TV the other day, and I will talk fishing here for a second, of how stupid broadcasting it is. It was the bass tournament, and they had an overhead shot of these people that and there was a guy dropping off a fish to get weighed, and he had to hop back in his bass boat. And each bass boat had a cameraman on it.
Yeah.
But the overhead shot shows the cameraman there. So that looks awkward because he's a cameraman just and one fisherman on these boats. And the commentators were just talking about, well, where's he going to go now? And I had to watch it because I couldn't believe how how boring it was. And by the way, I'm not talking about you guys sitting on the boat fishing. That would be probably okay compared to watching this. Did you ever watch that?
No,
it's brutal.
It's a whole different. It's a whole bass tournament fishing is its own subset.
But watching the broadcast was so I can't. But who would put the money up for that?
I don't know.
I mean, they had two commentators in the booth, and the guy dropped. He swung his boat back out to this pier, and he goes, "Oh, he's never done that before. He's over by that one pier. And the guy's just sitting there, and he casts his line, and he just sits there.
And do they have a graphic of the lake up, and they point where all these guys are fishing?
All that crap, man.
Yeah.
It was so stupid.
Man, see, this you're describing
it. It was the worst broadcast I'd ever seen, and I left it on because I'm thinking, people do this.
This is Saturday morning.
I don't care if you fish. Have fun. But they broadcast it.
Yeah, it's the Bassmasters.
It's horrible TV.
Saturday mornings at my house growing up, that was what it was.
Yeah.
I would get up in the morning and Dad would be watching ESPN outdoors.
And they showed a lot more back in the day.
It was fishing shows all morning.
Here's how it was different. They weren't broadcasting Bassmaster tournaments at that
time.
They would have guys come on, and they would teach you things.
Yeah.
Like if you're, you know, it's muddy water, you want to
Bill Dance was entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Dance. I remember watching Bill Dance.
But most of those shows were
muddy water,
instructional. Yeah. You weren't just watching other people fish.
That's what you're doing now.
Yeah. But at some
commentators.
Point,
commentators.
Because you really don't learn much.
Referencing old bass tournaments, like somebody would represent old Super Bowl or something like that.
Now. Follow up on those walleye cheater guys.
Hair lip. Yep.
They went to court on Monday. Two men accused of cheating at a walleye fishing tournament. We discussed this a while
back. And they sliced the weights right there.
Yep.
It's hilarious, man.
Jacob Runyon of Ashtabula, some guy from Hermitage, Pennsylvania, indicted in October on felony charges of cheating, attempted grand theft, and possessing criminal tools, and a misdemeanor count of illegal animal ownership. They pleaded not guilty. But on Monday, they each pleaded guilty to a felony count of cheating and misdemeanor animal ownership violation. The boat and the trailer that they used when they cheated was forfeited. Remaining charges dismissed. They're going to get sentenced on May 11th. The walleye cheaters.
What was the illegal animal ownership?
Yeah, the fish is already caught and dead.
I'm confused by that charge. Yeah. Did they just happen to catch them with a tiger in the boat or what, you know?
No, it was fish, obviously.
I know, what's illegal?
I'm guessing the way they affected the fish.
Cutting them open? Shoving weights down their throat.
You owned a walleye that you put pellets in.
You're gagging the fish with your metal tube.
Well, one of those guys did some other really bad stuff. He's arrested recently for something.
Authorities suspected the pair of cheating in past tournaments, but never found any evidence of the crime. Organizers of the fishing tournament intend to use metal detectors and lie detectors. That's where we've come when it comes to fishing tournaments. Did any of the commentators...
There's more rules against that than there is getting a gun anymore.
Were they talking about metal detectors and lie detectors at the Bassmasters tournament?
I couldn't believe how stupid it was. That's why I watched more than 5 minutes. I thought these commentators are talking. Now, granted, fish all you want. I don't care. But the broadcasting of the tournament was like, what? Even you would go, Todd, what?
Oh, I've watched a little bit of it, but I never hang for long.
And now it's got its own whole, it's just like video games on YouTube. People like to just go watch people just put a GoPro on and be at their local creek.
Yeah. Do you ever done that? Because people follow you all the time. So
no, I'm not really. I do a little fishing.
You'd get the GoPro was on, you'd probably go pee and your wiener be right there on the screen.
And I'm not a
live streaming
fisherman.
Your wiener peeing on the bank of the river. Oh, the camera's on. I would be afraid to have a GoPro and you'd forget about it all the time, you know? Those goggle glasses, you know, with the camera on it, you would forget they were on.
Oh, yeah.
And you're live streaming it, you're just checking out.
I think it'd be cooler to have one of those,
everywhere, you know?
One of those drones that just follows you. You know, you've seen those things where
my drone?
It's paired with like your phone or whatever, and it just follows you above and behind just to show your
I needed one of those in my 20s.
Yeah.
There are a lot of blackouts I could put some stories behind. If I had
true. I don't know about that. I don't think it's such a good idea. You want those stories? I don't think I want a drone. We always talk about, I'm glad there weren't camera phones when we were kids, man.
We would probably solve some of the world's biggest mysteries if we knew what happened during a person's blackout.
Misdemeanor. Animal ownership has to do with the cruelty to the animal. So
shoving weights in his throat.
Right.
Yeah.
Putting a hook in him. That's okay.
That's okay.
No, that's fine.
Yeah. Let's not be putting any weights inside of him.
They don't feel that.
See, I'll watch those bass tournaments for the location.
You got to be high, man.
No, just for the location. Because they usually don't take you to some place where there's no fish.
No, but it looked like a fishing pier somewhere. It wasn't exotic looking at all.
It wasn't a giant bass lake. Wasn't a famous bass lake?
I wouldn't know.
Remember where it was?
Wasn't Pickwick?
I would have known that.
Wasn't the
You're talking to the wrong dude, man. It was just, you know, it was sad.
Some big reservoir.
It was sad. Yeah.
In Tennessee.
It was ESPN, too. It was totally sad.
We need to get you some plaid and get you drinking an off-brand beer for a couple of years and see what you turn into.
I do have plaid, though. I have plaid already, you know. See what I turn into.
He's trying to recruit you.
Yeah, I know he is. Into his fishing cult.
Yeah.
No, I'm with Puss.
Let me take you to Baumgars for a bucket sale. Change your life.
If I knew anything that meant, I would tell him. I'd know what that means.
There's no purple Nikes and Kool-Aid. It's knee-high rubber boots and a white can of plain label beer.
So nobody had Lance Reddick, that guy that died. That actor. He was unexpected. He was only 60. I was reading an Onion headline yesterday, which is maybe lab, but it's also sad. It goes, man planned to take 20 quick 20 minute nap, dies in sleep. The Onion is so great. And just sort of middle aged guy about ready to take a nap, you know.
Yeah. I don't think they ever really said what he died from.
He didn't wake up.
Yeah, he just woke up dead one day.
Right, right.
There was apparently a Mexican TV icon that died while we were away.
And nobody had that person on there?
Xavier Lopez. He was known as Chabelo or Chabilo.
Once again, I know more about Baumgartners than that.
Yeah. Well, he did a TV show for kids.
Got it.
It basically sounded like if you're old enough to remember Captain Kangaroo, he was kind of the Captain Kangaroo of Mexico.
He was the Mexican Kangaroo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Down there, they just called him Kangaroo.
Right, right.
Yep. No, they called him Chabelo. I think if I'm
which translates to Captain Kangaroo.
Nobody having the Deadpool?
He was 88.
Man, we've gone a while.
And Jimmy, we have. The last one was...
Nobody died during the vacation, and that never happens, man.
That is exceptionally weird.
Right, right.
Especially with Jimmy Carter circling the drain.
That's that guy. Yeah, I want this guy to. I want this guy to crawl out of bed and say, you know, I think I just had a cold. I'm fine. Yeah. You know? I want to kick ass. Yeah. You know.
Well, I mean, I was talking with somebody about this. I mean, the hospice care for him just means that, you know, he's got a myriad of health issues at this point, I think, from what I've read.
Right. But,
and basically all they're saying is they're not going to intervene medically when something happens to him anymore.
True, but you wouldn't think they would announce that unless they knew he was coming soon.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
Yeah, so.
Weird.
It's only a hit Nick's going to get this year, you know. So I'm just hoping that Nick gets a hit eventually. But I also want Jimmy Carter to live forever.
He's not going to.
But that's not going to happen.
He's not going to.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, him and Bob Barker are the two lone.
Who's the leaders now?
Hold on. Let me go back over here to the leaderboard.
Anita Dick or Holden Hiscock?
Yep. Nurse Ratched in the lead with 3 hits, followed closely by Hat On, Jacket Off, Fluffing Tyler's Penis Pillow, and Big Black Caucus. They all sit at 3 hits.
I sleep with a pillow between my knees because that's the way you should, it's better for you.
I want you to hold it between your knees.
Exactly, but it's not really a penis pillow because I wear underwear, you know.
Right. Or maybe somebody's now.
I don't know who's fluffing it, though, but thank you. Appreciate that. You must do it when I'm not in the bed, you know.
Somebody sent me a link to pass on to Kanye West.
What would it say?
It's Jewish actors.
Okay.
And a lot of people that I didn't know were practicing Jews. You know, Adam Sandler, obviously.
Well, he wrote the song.
Knew that. Did not know Natalie Portman was Jewish.
Nope.
Mila Kunis.
Oh, she's a Russian Jew then, because she's from Russia, right? Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson. I was not aware she was a practicing Jew.
Or just a Jew.
Billy Crystal.
I knew Billy was.
Sean Penn?
He convert?
He might have.
He seems like a guy who might have.
Yeah, he might have converted.
Found something and converted.
Right. Kate Hudson? Paula Abdul?
They probably converted.
I'm thinking, yeah.
Right.
But yeah, Kanye, there's lots of good Jewish actors out there that may be able to change your perspective.
But Jonah Hill kicks ass, so, you know.
In that, I told you guys.
I kind of thought that was his reason for not liking them in the first place, was there was a lot of good ones out there.
Oh, yeah, the old They Run Hollywood.
Yeah, They Run Hollywood crap, right.
I told you guys off the air yesterday, I watched probably 3/4 of the Mark Twain Award thing that Sandler got.
I got to watch it.
It was good, but they cut to a shot.
Where can I see that? Though?
Yeah,
it was on CNN.
Okay.
Yeah, it was on CNN, so okay. I'm assuming they'll probably be replaying it at some point.
Is there CNN on demand for those documentaries?
I don't know that there is.
I believe their stuff falls under the HBO Max.
I'll check.
But they at one point they had... It was John Lovitz and a couple other people, Schneider and somebody else. They were just in a bar at this previous event, and they were talking about Sandler, and Lovitz just right at the end tags it. You know, I really don't think he would have been so successful if he wasn't a Jew.
Oh, really? Said that? And Lovitz obviously is too, for that matter.
Lovitz could say that.
It was actually, like I say, there were a lot. All the famous friends showed up. It was a pretty decent show.
Who's the chick that does Opera Man?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, there's a girl that's a singer in real life that imitates Opera Man, and apparently that killed. Although the Opera Man skit, I could take or leave. You know,
it was good filler.
Yeah, it was too long.
Yeah,
I always thought, you know,
Idina Menzel.
Yeah,
she was the chick that she was in Frozen. She was the singing. Yeah. Let It Go.
She was the one that John Travolta butchered her name. Either the Academy Awards or the Grammys.
Yeah, one of those. I think it was the Academy Awards. But yeah, it was. If you see it on in a replay, it's worth hanging with for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I say, all the
that's the Mark Twain Award, right?
Yeah, the Mark Twain Award.
That was in D.C., right?
Is that the one Chappelle got last year or a couple years ago?
Might have been. I'm not sure.
I saw some big speech he did where they were.
I think Chappelle did get that last year. You're right, or maybe Chris Rock. I forgot. Maybe not. I don't know. Tyler Walsh with us. Nick's back tomorrow. Cameron Logsdon, Jason Regan. This week, right? Yeah.
Oh, and on Friday, Todd's oldest son that he recognizes is going to be here.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, he's going to come hang out.
Ryan's in town, right? Cool.
Yeah, Ryan's in town.
He's hanging out for the weekend.
Come on back.